It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up later, we'll take stock of what we know and don't know about concussions.
First, as many Midwestern states, including Wisconsin, shift their economic focus to small businesses and startups, our next guest says things are looking up for Wisconsin's economic outlook in 2016.
Tom Still is the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He joins us now to talk about Wisconsin's economic forecast. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, so glad to be here.
Well, in your recent editorial, looking ahead at the year in the Wisconsin economy, one limiting factor, you say, for economic growth, for job growth, is a lack, potentially, of workers. So what are the challenges for having enough employees to take potential future new jobs?
It's largely about demographics. Wisconsin skews a little bit older than most states, and as we have retirees who are baby boomers leaving the workforce, it becomes harder to replace those workers with younger workers. And so in the case of Wisconsin, that means keeping and attracting more millennials, you know, folks who kind of came of age around the turn of the century, because by 2020, they're going to make up half of the U.S. workforce.
And I know you're not the only one thinking about this. You mentioned in your piece a conference that actually, or an effort to reach out to millennials in other states and actually surveying them to see what they thought about Wisconsin and whether they'd move here. What kind of things did we learn from non-Wisconsinite millennials about whether they'd move here, what they think of the state?
Right. The Wisconsin Perception Survey was a survey conducted with our help and with a larger coalition of groups, including other business groups, and it learned a couple of things. That, first of all, millennials outside Wisconsin see the state pretty much as a blank slate, that they don't know a great deal about Wisconsin, but what they do know is largely positive. They mentioned our outdoors. They mentioned the sense of public safety. They mentioned the schools. They mentioned a lot of things that we in Wisconsin perhaps sometimes take for granted, but they're really a part of our fabric. And so what they worried about was, could they find jobs here? And if they could find jobs, would they pay enough? And again, Wisconsin is usually, in at least some of the surveys I see, a little bit below average on pay, although we're starting to close the gap. So that's something that I think needs to be messaged. And also, interestingly, and I think incorrectly, they thought that most of the jobs in the state involved agriculture. Well, agriculture is certainly a huge part of our economy and a great value in our economy, but in terms of jobs, it's a relatively small percentage and not a growing percentage. And so I think millennials need to know that, yes, those jobs exist, but also in sectors such as healthcare and manufacturing and technology and business services, where there are far more opportunities for good work.
That takes me into my next question. What do you see as the sectors of the Wisconsin economy that have the biggest potential for growth in 2016 and beyond?
Well, I think, fortunately, Wisconsin is actually a fairly diverse state now in terms of those kinds of sectors. Yes, we're a heavy manufacturing state. Yes, we're a heavy ag state, and those are great. But as you look ahead, we have strong sectors in software, internet publishing, and telecommunications, architecture and engineering, arts and design, computers and information technology, and a whole range of life, physical, and social sciences. And then, of course, finance and insurance. And so I think as you go around Wisconsin and look at the different pockets of economic growth in different regions, and they do vary, that you're going to find those kinds of sectors in varying degrees in most of those regions.
Talking to Tom Still with the Wisconsin Technology Council, looking ahead at the year in Wisconsin when it comes to the economy. Now, Tom, we've heard from UW economics researcher Steve Deller on the show in the past saying a lot of the drivers of job growth in the future are new businesses, startups, high tech or not, but new businesses. He made the case that the state needs to focus more on those maybe than recruiting and keeping big existing businesses. Do you agree that we should be putting a lot of focus in new businesses here in Wisconsin?
I absolutely agree. I think that when you look at national statistics and studies by groups such as the Kauffman Foundation, you very quickly reach the conclusion that almost all net new jobs are created by young companies. And by that I mean 1 to 5 years old. Larger companies are a huge part of the workforce, of course, but they ebb and flow a little bit, and they sometimes shed jobs, sometimes create jobs, but it's pretty much a net even. So the job creation is really taking place at that younger company level. I think sometimes it can be a bit frustrating for states to engage in, you know, essentially economic border wars to try to pull one company on the other side or one side or the other. I think we want to do everything we can to retain existing major companies, especially headquarters, because of what they bring to the state and the larger communities in which they're located. But in terms of the overall effort, I think it really needs to be aimed at younger companies, which are the ones that are most likely to create jobs.
What's the climate in Wisconsin for those younger companies?
It varies a little bit. And of course, with the Technology Council, we focus a lot on the technology sectors. We think that the climate for those companies, by and large, remains strong. We have seen more interest in things like software and gaming and internet technologies and mobile technologies in the last 4 to 5 years. Life sciences companies, in particular biotech, came back in the last few years. And biotech is sort of broadly based in Wisconsin. It's not just medical biotechnology, but animal biotechnology and environmental biotechnology and industrial biotechnology. So those are all strains of the same science that really work well across Wisconsin. Sometimes our startup figures overall don't look as strong as you'd see in other states, but there's some historical reasons for that. Manufacturing is very capital intensive, so is agriculture. We don't have as many immigrants as other states, and so that tends to hold our numbers down. But at least on the tech side, we've seen increasing traction in recent years.
On the bread and butter side, for our listeners, wages in Wisconsin, salaries, where do we see those moving?
Because of a couple of factors, first of all, the state unemployment rate remains low, about 4.2%. Because of what we discussed earlier about retirements on the horizon, and because businesses are just out there trying to find or keep workers, I think that the law of supply and demand is going to force salary and wages up a bit more in 2016 than we've seen recently. The Federal Reserve is predicting the same, and expects that wages may be, you know, rise more in the 3% realm overall in 2016 versus what had been more, you know, 2 or even 1%. So this could be one of the years where some of the last vestiges of the Great Recession begin to move out of the economy. There are a lot of things that can change that, of course, and it's early, but those are the predictions right now.
And Tom, briefly as we wrap up, we are one state in a national economy and a global economy. Outside of Wisconsin's borders, what are the top factors you're watching for that might affect us here in the state?
Well, I think certainly the slowdown in the Chinese economy is a factor. You know, it's important to remember that there were years, in fact, many years, in which China grew at double-digit levels, and that was fueling quite a bit. This year, it's likely to be more in the 6 to 7% range. Now, that's still growth, and in fact, that'll probably be about twice, if not more, three times, the U.S. growth rate. But that slowing or bit of cooling in the Chinese economy is well worth watching. I think other economies in the Pacific Rim could be affected very directly by the Chinese economy. I think it'll be important to watch the European Union in terms of whether that somewhat stagnant economy there becomes more vibrant. But also, you know, looking north and south, it's important to remember that Wisconsin's largest trade partners are Canada and Mexico. That'll continue to be the case, and I think that, if those companies or countries are stable, that means that we're going to be with them sort of hand in glove in terms of economic growth.
Leave it there. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
That was Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, with his predictions for Wisconsin's economic outlook in 2016.
Coming up next, we'll look at some of the most common myths and misconceptions about concussions and what you need to know if you get a brain injury. But first, a look at some of the latest news with Kristen Durst.